This is KUT. The city of Austin is moving forward with a plan to renovate its public housing complexes, but some residents are concerned about where they'll live during construction. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
Julie Amati has lived in the Austin Housing Authority's Lakeside Apartments for about 6 years. A couple months ago, she got a letter from the city that left her feeling uneasy.
They said that they have received a large amount of money and that they are going to move us all out of here, supposedly to improve the apartment.
The letter said the Housing Authority would be renovating the property, and residents could be relocated while construction was underway. The Lakeside Apartments are almost 50 years old, and Amati said the building could use the improvements, but she worries about where she'll be moved.
We should be told more, kept up to date, you know, and told more of what's really happening, what's going on, because, like I said, a lot of us are scared, you know, a lot of us are scared of what's going to happen.
Austin Housing Authority Executive Vice President Sylvia Blanco understands those concerns and says residents will be protected.
They are absolutely entitled to return to their property, to their original property. It may not be the exact same unit that they resided in, but it will definitely be the same property.
Blanco says the Housing Authority has reserved spaces in its other properties to temporarily house residents like Amati. The improvements are part of a new initiative called RAD, or the Rental Assistance Demonstration Program. It provides federal funding that will allow the Housing Authority to catch up on much-needed repairs.
We're talking about significant improvements that would have normally, under our current declining budget scenario from the federal government, would have taken multiple decades to complete. We're able to do it in a fraction of that time.
The Housing Authority will be rolling out improvements at all of its 18 public housing properties around Austin. The first phase of the program involves newer buildings. Blanco says the goal is to have those residents back in their homes within about 60 days. But Blanco says the time frame for Lakeside hasn't been determined.
What we have in mind for Lakeside is simply to remodel the interiors of the units, improve the amenities that are offered at the property, and also put in some new elevators, which are sorely needed.
Like with any remodel, Blanco says there will be inconveniences. But she says the ultimate goal is to improve living conditions for the more than 4,000 people who live in Austin's public housing. The Housing Authority plans to break ground on the first of these improvements in October. Saida Hassan, KUT News.